and people have announced, and in practice also you saw that by God's grace such these sanctions have had little impact on the daily lives of the people. And the people who have gone through all the difficulties of the 1960s in the early days of the Islamic revolution, and today they have had great achievements, they have a better hope for the future, and they will stand up to the enemy and the enemy plots to thwart those conspiracies. In order to be able to say our prayers actually on time, I would like to very briefly mention a few points, a few principles, in order to actually put them, consider them as role models for our behavior. One is the unity of words and national unity. Actually, you see, I'm addressing both elites and the general public. You should take the issue of unity seriously, about the unity of word. I have said many points about unity, unity of words, national unity. If you just say we support unity in words, it is not enough. Okay, there are some signs and features. Well, national unity is of paramount importance. Also, ever-increasing solidarity among the people and elites, between the people and elites, with the three branches of government. This solidarity should deepen day by day. You should help. You should make every effort, especially the executive branch, which carries a heavy burden. Just rumor mongering and actually ignoring the efforts made. Such moves, it is not expedient for the country and for the country's future. Another point is to boost religious faith and meet the intellectual needs and the needs of the younger generation. This is a duty of the clergy mainly and the Islamic theology schools to actually, because you see, they are trying to inculcating wrong things, and you have a duty to respond to those moves. And the fourth point is to introduce the clergy properly. This is not only the duty of the clergy. Intellectuals, scholars, they can show the role of the clergy in the country, and they can introduce the role of the country, and they can show that at the sensitive points, the clergy have played a great role, especially top religious figures and top religious clergymen. They have been able to save the society. Another point is the efforts that the younger generation needs to make in order to increase their insight. The youth themselves, get to know the enemy and know the techniques used by the enemy. This is what the youth have to do. Another point is to actually, which is it is one of the checklists, one of the items on the checklist that we should pay attention today is scientific progress and moving towards drawing up a comprehensive scientific map for the country, something that our scientific movement over the past 5 or 6 years has been moving on. We have made great breakthroughs and progress. More effort needs to be made in that regard also, to give it fresh momentum. And another move needs to be taken, adopted inside theology schools, and they should need they need to move full steam ahead, and I will later hold meetings with the theology school officials in that regard. Another measure which is a duty of the government is to remove the problems of the people, people's livelihood, employment, and the red tape and all that. Also the nepotism and all that, the question of count, city halls, police force, all of them, because they are in direct contact with the people and they can solve many of the problems that people are facing. And of course in this course maybe some people may be dissatisfied. Of course government institutions need to pay great attention to different points and different issues, including the problems of the people, which falls on the shoulders of the enemy. On the government, actually. This is the duty of the government. They should set aside their differences. And as for the city of Qom, Qom is the hometown of revolution, is the birthplace of the Islamic revolution, this great historic move. Actually, Qom is the birthplace of the revolution. The international look at this city is a special look. In addition to the fact that there are different visitors from different countries coming to this city, and some people, maybe because of some considerations, those who are not visiting this city, there is great sensitivity toward the city, and there's a special look toward the city. They follow up the events taking place in the city. The congregation that we have today, this could be the focus of their attention. Maybe they don't focus on that much, but those who are policymakers and those whom actually we can say produce policies, they pay attention to such events and they make calculations about it. The greatest Islamic theology school in the world is located in this city. No other Islamic theology school is as big and as great as the one here in the city of Qom. It is the hub of the pilgrimage. It is home to the shrine of Hazrat Masumeh, the Jamkaran Mosque, and different other shrines and mausoleums in this city. Each one of the shrines and mausoleums in this city, if these shrines were in any other city, that city would become a religious hub. These are the potentialities which exist in this holy city. Qom, unfortunately, of course, since the former regime, it was the target of the former regime, and it is suffers some kind of underdevelopment, and it falls upon the officials to actually remove this underdevelopment. Of course, during the years after the revolution, a lot of effort has been done, a lot of measures have been adopted since almost 10 years ago, when actually it was a city. At that time it turned into a province. More budget has been allocated to this city, as I have been told. Since 5 years ago, the budget has increased tremendously. Development projects have been conducted here and all that. However, all these measures and efforts should increase, and this city, both in terms of the needs of the people and in terms of urban development, this city should regain its rightful status, and this underdevelopment should be compensated to that end. Well, it needs a great effort in that regard. Among the most important needs of this city is water, potable water. Since a few years ago, it has become a pressing issue, and the government has been following it up to supply water to this city. Great efforts have been done in that regard.